from wise and wealthy. I spent my whole career building passive income. Here's what I got wrong. For as long as I can remember, I wanted passive income. Money that came in without being tied to my time or energy. Income I didn't have to show up for. Kind of financial life where you don't have to worry. I think this is a universal desire for anyone who didn't grow up rich. You see what financial stress does to a family and you make a silent promise to yourself. I'm never going to live like that, so I build toward it for my entire adult life. Here's what I didn't expect when I got there. I still worry. Here's the truth. No matter how much money you make, life will never be easy. The anxiety doesn't disappear just because money is coming in. The only thing that happens is that your worry shifts. It finds new things to attach to. Gordon Livingston, a psychiatrist, wrote a book called And Never Stop Dancing in which he put this concept into words better than I could. He wrote, "We all wish that life were simpler. Practically every unwanted emotion that we experience, fear, anxiety, depression, prejudice reflects a reaction to the complexity by which we are surrounded. That's the thing about passive income as a goal. It's really a wish for simplicity, for the complexity and anxiety to go away, but they don't, because they were never caused by a lack of money. They're just part of being alive." Livingston has another line in the book that I keep coming back to. Is there any compensation for the losses that are our lot as we grow older? Leisure time? How to spend it? Financial security? To do what? Relief from the burden of striving? What relevance do we retain? That last part is the one that hit me. Let's say you get full relief from the burden of striving. What relevance do we retain? What else is out there? If you stop striving, you stop living. That's not a metaphor. It's literally what happens. You lose your sense of purpose. Your reason to get up in the morning. The feeling that you're moving somewhere. You see this with parents who have grown kids. All of a sudden, there's a huge void. The child who relied on you for everything no longer needs your 24/7 care. You get all this free time. But how to spend it? A friend of mine often said, "When our kids are old, my wife and I are going to travel the world." But you can't do that eternally. You get used to everything, even to the wonders of the world. There's just no ideal answer to all our problems. Passive income was always supposed to be the destination for me. Oh man, once I have money coming in every month, I can just enjoy my life. The problem is that we don't question our own ideas enough. Enjoy what? Sure, I love reading books, working out, traveling, watching movies, eating great food, and spending time with family. If I spend all my time on entertainment, I don't get much satisfaction out of it at some point. It becomes the standard. What makes life so good? It's resting after working hard. It's going on a vacation after spending a long time at home. Variety. That's the key. I'm not saying don't build passive income. I'm glad I did. Financial security is real and it matters. But it's the wrong goal to organize your life around, because the day you achieve it, you'll realize it solved a practical problem, but not the deeper one. The deeper goal is to keep challenging yourself every single day. It doesn't have to be some grand pursuit of mastery, just a small daily habit of doing the thing that's slightly uncomfortable. Yesterday, I mowed the grass and trimmed the edges of the garden. I'm not a garden person. I don't enjoy that kind of work. Grass had been long for a while, and every time I looked at it, I didn't like it. So I went out and mowed it. It took a couple of hours. It looked great when I was done, and I felt genuinely good afterward. That's the secret to living a happy life, right when you don't feel like it. Work out when it's easier to skip. Do your taxes instead of postponing again. Go outside when you'd rather stay in. Not because any of these things are important in themselves, but because the habit of doing hard things keeps you sharp. It keeps you relevant to yourself. It keeps the anxiety at bay better than any amount of passive income ever could. Financial freedom is a practical achievement. It gives you options. It removes certain kinds of stress. I'm genuinely grateful for it. See passive income and money as a foundation. What you build on that foundation is the real question. And the answer, as far as I can tell, is to keep challenging yourself. Keep striving. Keep doing the thing that's slightly harder than what you did yesterday. Livingston's question stays with me. What relevance do we retain? The answer is the same whether you're broke or financially free. You retain relevance by staying in the game, by contributing, by growing. Passive income buys you time. Challenging yourself is how you use it.